Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. We're talking this week about personal development. And today I want to dive into the idea of parental development. And one of the challenges of being a parent is none of us gets it right perfectly all the time. It's so hard, constantly changing the dynamics. You may be a professional in the subject and gone to school for 8 years, but you still have challenges with your children. We all do. And if you have kids, you know how important it is to continue to develop the relationship that you have with them. Now, I've got a 14-year-old daughter, and I'm learning how challenging this can be. And if you don't strike the right balance between reserving judgment, but also being a confidant and being a responsible parent, all of a sudden you can find yourself on the outside of the communication. In other words, they won't confide in you anymore. So you have to be a confidant, but you also have to be a parent. You just can't shut everything down. And, you know, once you judge, you know, then you run the risk of having that door slammed in your face, and then the communication stops after that. So it's important to stay engaged with your children. And one way to do that is to find an activity that you both enjoy, so that, and something that you can do together on a regular basis. You know, it can be as simple as going outside to throw a ball together. It could be playing a video game, having a date night with your child, whatever it is that you choose, but do something on a regular basis. And when you're there, be present. Don't be on your iPhone surfing the web. Don't allow your child to do it either. Try to be present and engage with them in the activity that you're focusing on. Do that. And it may be more important for them than for you, but if you can stay present with them and they can stay present with you, that's what we're trying to accomplish here, because now you're able to really develop a much stronger relationship. Because if you're present, chances are you're communicating. And if you're communicating and you're present when you're communicating, then that feeling comes in. And then you really get to become a part of their lives, a continuous part of their lives. And that's really what this is all about. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link. It's at joel@joelbrookman.com, and just suggest that they subscribe. You can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to finish up our discussion on personal development and talk a little bit about self-reflection. For today, I just want you to think about this. If you have children, are you doing everything you can to really manage the relationship that you have with your children? Are you keeping those lines of communication open? Are you the person they come to when they need something or someone? Are you that true confidant for them? And if you're not, do what you can to be present with them. Do what you can to engage them at their level doing things that they enjoy.